We're going to turn it over to Jane Degenshain, the leader of all technology.
Hi, everybody. This is Janie Degenshain. This is day one. This is session number three. I hope you're having a great day because we are excited to be with you. All of us teachers and mentors and students and retreaters and hosts, co-hosts are sharing their own time to be with each other. And I think that's just great. Learning and sharing and coordinating and feeling connected is really important. The message today for me is, no matter what part of the path you're on, if you just put your foot over the first step and you're walking in this path, you'll be safe with us. And you can ask any questions you need, and we will find you the answers if we don't know them. So don't be afraid to ask questions. Today is a very special day because I have a dear friend of mine whom I have never met. And yet he feels like a brother to me. He lives in South Carolina. Steve Cook has answered every time I've asked him a question, every time I've asked him to be on something. He's always volunteered, and he's always volunteered with a smile and a friendly, "Hi, Janie, you know," and all that. So without any further ado, Steve Cook, I would love for you to introduce yourself. Tell us what you do in South Carolina, and then we'll talk about what we're going to do today.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Steve Cook, and I'm a member of the NFB of SC in our wonderful Palmetto State. If you ever down this way, any of you, or wherever you live in Columbia, feel free to look Shelly and I up. We would gladly love to meet each of you in person if you have time with your schedule. Here in South Carolina, I wear many different hats, and proud of each hat that I wear. One of my hats that I enjoy wearing is I am the Newsline administrator for our state. And I hope all of you are a member of Newsline in your particular area and enjoy it. It's a wonderful program. And I understand you'll get a presentation later in the week. And there are many different ways to access that. I am also the president of our computer science and technology division here in South Carolina. Our technology division, we are slowly growing over the years. Our division, we put on audio described movies here in South Carolina on the first Friday of each month. I'll gladly send that to Janie and she can disseminate to everyone if you're interested in joining. It's all audio. It's the soundtrack along with the audio description. We've shown some wonderful movies. We've been doing it now for over 2 years. And earlier this month, we showed the new Elvis movie that was out last year. And we had a great turnout for that. At the beginning of the movie, I always check the number of participants. And we had a total of 65 people in the room watching that one with us. And next month, we're going to do two movies. The first Friday will be Emancipation, starring Will Smith. And then the second Friday will be Respect, the movie about Aretha Franklin. I'm looking forward to that one. And then also the third Friday of each month, we have trivia night that anyone is free to join. We put people on teams of anywhere from 3 to 5, depending on how many people are there. And we have different categories, and we play about an hour and a half, but it's real fun just to get together and have fun with each other and learn a lot of stuff. Normally on the third Saturday of each month, I get a presenter to come in to do a presentation on their technology. For example, last year before our national convention in July, I got Good Maps to come in and they did a presentation about their app and what they had done to map out the hotel in New Orleans. We've had Way Around, John Panner Reeves with Mac for the Blind, and I have contacted the VP of Menus for All to see if they would be able to do one for us. And I know some have probably taken part in webinars with Accessible Pharmacy, but we're planning to do one of those in the future. And we have our monthly meetings for our technology division, like Janie does in New Jersey, each month. Back in December, I was elected president of our South Carolina Association of Guide Dog Users. That's a new division that we just started last year here in South Carolina. I'm also employed with our state agency here, the South Carolina Commission for the Blind, as an assistive technology consultant. I love learning about new technology. Our state, last fall, we went through the transition on our nfbofsc.org website. That has been a learning process as well. This past weekend, I sat down and figured out how to make forms on the website.
Maybe this is the reason why we've gotten along so well, because our paths are very similar. I mean, I'm the president here of the technology division in New Jersey, along with the seniors, but I also am the newsline coordinator for the state. And it's a rarity to find somebody that's a newsline coordinator who also has a tech group. The real reason we have Steve here today is I'm an avid reader. I read, oh my gosh, I probably read last year almost 100 books. Almost every 2 or 3 days, I'm reading another book, all from Bard. We love Bard, Braille audio reading downloads. And many ways to access it during the pandemic. Our state shut down. And so they were not producing book cartridges for anybody. And so the people that didn't know how to download were at a disadvantage. So our senior division came up with a plan under Janie, and we bought cartridges. And whether you're in the senior division, NFB or not, we made cartridges for people. And I made so many friends. We downloaded over 2,500 books in the 2 years that we did this. We were like a satellite group. And I'll tell you, giving people the opportunity to read, there's nothing like that. Whether it's a kid reading a book for the first time or some of my music students learning a song for the first time. You know, it's like a kid speaking for the first time. They get that. And the seniors that get a book in their hands, and that's the only thing they're listening to for the day, it's a wonderful thing. So I asked Steve if he would be willing to share his love of Bard and how he downloads and some of his aspects that he uses Bard for. And maybe we can open it up to everybody, especially the co-hosts first, of other apps they use to read, Seeing AI and Vision AI or whatever. So Steve, you have the floor right now, honey. And I know it's going to be a great little presentation.
Well, thank you, Janie. And I love Bard. And I had a question. Does anybody know what it stands for? B-A-R-D.
Braille Audio Reading Download.
Yep. Shannon and I keep track of our books, how many we read each year. And last year, I read 237 books. And Shannon read more than me. Hers was in the mid 250s. When I'm at work, I have my headset on. And if I'm setting up a computer and really didn't have to concentrate on what the computer's doing, I have my headset on and I'm listening to my audiobook then. I started in the late 90s. I am 55 years old and been legally blind to some extent my entire life and did not know about talking book services until I was late 30s. Ever since I learned about audiobooks, I've started reading. I use the 4-track players and those big clunky cassette players that you could carry around that you could use for a boat anchor. I really enjoyed my books. I would take them anywhere. When I went on trips, state convention, I would take that, my headset with me, because when I lay down at night, I put my headset on so I don't disturb my wife, and I read until I fall asleep. Then I have to rewind the next morning, you know, to find my place, which is fine. But as far as on the iPhone, oh my gosh. When they first came out with the Bard mobile app, I thought that was one of the best things since sliced bread. Around the house, I'll even put on, I use the Aftershocks headset. That way I can still hear my environment while I'm listening to my book, when I'm cleaning, doing stuff, or if I go on a walk with my guide dog, I am listening to a book. That's how I, you know, can read so many. With Bard, the way that I download my books, Janie and I were talking about this the other week when we were talking about this presentation, is for me, I feel more comfortable going on my Windows computer using JAWS and looking up the recent books, or Janie or somebody tells me about a favorite author of them. I look it up and adding books to my wish list. These are books that you want to read going forward. You have not actually downloaded them. It's just like you're adding them to your wish list. Like if you shop on QVC or Amazon, you can add to cart and save for later. It's the same concept with the wish list. Then when I go to my Bard app, I go and look for the Get Books tab, which is across the bottom. And then I double tap on that. I use VoiceOver because I'm totally blind. And I double tap on the wish list. Then I can double tap on my book and it will confirm if I wish to download it or not. And I tell it yes. or OK, I should say. You can also, under the Get Books tab, you can look up, do a search for your favorite author or title of a book. You can also look at recent additions to Bard, and that's where I go a lot. Look at the most recent books that have been added to Bard and look for some of my favorite authors, or, you know, I read the synopsis of the book and decide whether, oh, that sounds interesting, I want to read that one. But there are several different ways on the Bard website as well as the Bard app that you can search for books. And once you have that book and you open it up and you listen to it, you can speed it up or listen to it at normal speed. Well, what speed do you use, Janie? I'm just curious.
I use 2 from the fastest, whatever that is. I don't know. So I can read like a 12-hour book in about 7 hours.
I've got my app set on the speed is 250, and I think the max is 300. I tell people if I'm using headphones, I'm fine with that speed. But if I'm just having it play out loud, I have to slow it down a little bit to comprehend what they're saying. It has a feature in the app that you can set a bookmark. Now, reading with the app, before I go to sleep at night, I set a bookmark. So when I rewind, I can go back to my bookmark and then come forward to find out, you know, what I haven't listened to yet. Depending on how the book is marked up, you can jump by front matter, chapter, level 1, level 2. Here again, this all depends on how the book is marked up. And you can fast forward or rewind. Depending on how many times you hit the button, it will rewind in seconds or minutes. It's a wonderful program if you haven't tried it yet. And it's available on Android as well for people that use the Android platform. Some of my favorite writers are, of course, Stephen King, Dean Koontz, James Patterson, David Baldacci, Andrew Kane with the Forensic Instincts series, John Grisham, like a lot of his books. But if I see anything by James Patterson, King, or Koontz, I'll automatically add that to my wish list, no matter what it's about. That's another wonderful thing, addition they've added to Bard. James Patterson has the Alex Cross series. You can subscribe to that Alex Cross series, and each time they load a book in that series, and if it's marked correctly, it will automatically be added to your wish list, and you will get a notification about that book being added to your wish list. I just heard a hand raised.
Linda DeBardinas.
I was wondering 2 things. If you go on your computer and go to Bard, can you then download it to a thumb drive and then play it on your library player?
Yes, ma'am, you can. I've actually done that before as well. Put it on a thumb drive and played it on my player. I was doing that before the Bard app actually came out.
Right. And Linda D, so just so you know, the books that we did for the seniors in the state, I downloaded it to my computer, and then you can either export them yourself, or there's a download called Humanware Companion, just like the Victor Stream. And you download a zip file, and Humanware under the hood will open it for you. So you go to Humanware to find it, hit the space bar to select it, and then put your cartridge in, and you can download it right on your cartridge. So that's how you would do it. That's the easiest way to do it.
Bernie, and then Judy, and then Ada Wilson.
Bernie, you have the floor.
I'm either interested in starting or joining a book club. Can you give me any recommendations?
The senior division in the state of New Jersey for the last at least 6 years, maybe 8, have been sponsoring monthly book club. And it's online via Zoom. It's the same number that you're using today to get in. This is the New Jersey affiliate line for Zoom. And we use this for our book club. They're usually at 5 o'clock before our meeting on the third Monday of the month, but not always. If you want me to know the name of the book, it's by Hoda Kotb. The first book she had was I Really Needed This Today. It's the second book in that series, DB number 101311.
I'm kind of more interested in autobiographies and sports history and stuff like that.
Once or twice a year, we'll do something like that.
This is Nancy Yeager. The Potomac chapter in Virginia, we have a book club that meets once a month, October until through June. I can send you the books that we're using for the rest of the year, if you like.
Go ahead, send it.
Judy has her hand raised.
Steve, do you also read Braille books and do you use the e-reader?
I do not read Braille books.
I want to know someone who has, because I have trouble with mine occasionally.
Ada Wilson has her hand raised.
This is Ada from Philadelphia. When reading books in print became impossible, even the large print and on the CCTV and everything, I started doing Bard. And what I want to say is, if you have not used BART, and if you have not used audiobooks at all, and you become very discouraged, as I did, because I would listen and fall asleep, it's really wonderful. And if you are frustrated because you're not used to listening, people learn in different ways, and it's made a wonderful difference. BART is fantastic.
In addition to finding good authors, you're going to find that you go to narrators that are good for you. Some people love the British accent, and other people can't read that way. Some people love different voices in a book. Other people get confused with who's speaking. So it's all according to what your preferences are. Jill Fox is a great, Martha Harmon Pardee is a great, for me, Gabriella Caballero, she's good. Gregory Gordon, you might find a narrator that you like. And then guess what? You can look up a book by the narrator. So that's just another option.
Nancy Yeager and then Sandy.
I have been trying for quite a while to get an e-reader. I was told that Virginia readers couldn't get one.
I would check with them and find out, you know, if there's a waiting list or what that's all about. Next is Sandy.
Virginia is on the list, but because we're near the end of the alphabet or whatever, we're just slow in getting readers. My question to Steve is, how do you set the sleep timer on the iPhone?
So maybe to check that your BARD mobile app is up to date, and maybe that's it, because there was a BARD mobile app update about maybe a week ago.
So Gloria Conway has your hand raised.
Are you double tapping each time, or are you only tapping once? Because it requires double tapping. Double tap for 15, double tap again for 30, double tap again for 45. Sometimes people think they only need to tap once, but I love BARD. I use it every day.
This is Marion from Rochester. When you are downloading to the Windows operating system from BARD and then you put in the thumb drive, how do I get it to go from the computer to the thumb drive?
The simplest way is, like Janie was talking earlier, is to download the HumanWare Companion. Because even when I was using thumb drives, I used that HumanWare Companion. It is, once you get familiar with it, it's very easy to use, makes downloading the books to your thumb drive or cartridge a lot faster and simpler. But that would be the simplest way to do it, is the HumanWare Companion.
So you would have to go to HumanWare Companion and look for the download and make sure it's in English, and then download it, and it'll become an icon on your desktop. And you would go to BARD, download the book from BARD, which we talked about was in a zip format. And under the hood, HumanWare will open it. Lo and behold, there's the book title. And if you want to download it to your cartridge, you just tap the space bar and it'll say selected. And then you hit the enter key with your thumb drive in it, and it miraculously puts it on the thumb drive.
You're brilliant. So, thank you.
So I'm going to open it up to any co-host that has other apps that they may use to help them read. How do you read a document? How do you read a short text? Where do you go? Do you go to Envision? Do you go to Seeing AI? Which apps do you think are better or more convenient?
My go-to app for just reading a short burst of text or a document or even identifying money or even a product identifier is the free app, Microsoft Seeing AI. I love that app. Even at work, when I cannot get JAWS or Narrator to talk on a computer, I'll pull up that app. And majority of the time, depending on if there's any text on the screen and the lighting in the room, it will read to me what's going on. The money identifier in that particular app is very accurate. A little tip, like when Janie, when we finally meet in person, she's going to be so nice to pay me for all these tech times. She's just going to hand me a handful of bills, but I'm not going to know what they are. So I'm going to open up my Microsoft Seeing AI app, and I'm going to lay my phone down on its face, because Microsoft Seeing AI uses the rear camera to read the text or the product ID, or in this case, the bill. And so I'm going to take each one of those bills, instead of holding the phone, I'm going to lay that bill over the back of the iPhone and lift it up until it says $20. And then I'm going to take another one and do it, and it'll be $20 as well. That is really a nice app. And if you're totally blind and you cannot tell if lights are on in your home, if somebody comes over and they are sighted or have a need to turn on the light because they need it because they can see something, There's even a light detector channel in this app, and you can hold it up toward where you think the light is. And depending on if it's on or off will depend on the pitch it makes. Mm-hmm. Normally when it's on, it will make a higher pitch sound. Mm-hmm. Then when it's off, it's a lower pitch. So that's wonderful to help save on your electric bill. And also in this app, I don't trust it, but it's in there. I'm letting you know about it. There's a color identifier in this particular app. Being up front, I have never found an app that really does good with color identification, unless you're connecting with somebody via FaceTime, something to that nature. If you haven't got that on your iPhone, that's definitely a must, and it's free.
I agree with Steve wholeheartedly. That was the first app I put on people's phones after a few other things. But when they want to have something to read text, the short text I find is wonderful for mail. There's a bunch of channels, they call it, on the bottom. When you open up the app, on the bottom, you flick up to the second or third or fourth or whatever. So the first one is short text. And if you're looking at the return address and you want to know who it's from, this is from Steve Cook. Document reader, which will read documents. You hold it up, it'll scan it and read it to you. There's also an identifier for product identification. You put it over the barcode and you're going to say, I don't know where the barcode is. It doesn't matter. Take the box, flip it this way, flip it that way. And if you get it right, it'll go, and then it'll tell you what it is. And if it doesn't do that, then it can't find the barcode. Then I would use short text. And guess what? Short text reads it automatically. And if you have patience, you can slide your phone across and it can say Green Mountain Decaf French Vanilla, which is what I just finished drinking. It can identify, like if your kids send you a picture in a text and then you open it up and go to share and swipe across. And when you find Seeing AI in your list of things, you can send it to somebody, you can text it to somebody, you can email it to somebody, you can put it in a copy. You can also double tap on Seeing AI or Envision AI if you want. But I use Seeing AI and it'll tell you. And if you want, you can identify the person. So my 9-month-old grandson is called Walt. So whenever there's a picture, now it says Walt, 6 months age that it thinks it is. So sometimes it says it's a year old or whatever. Color identifier, I can tell you if you have basic colors. I have those little gloves that fit every hand from an infant to an adult. They're a dollar. You get 12 pack, those little baby ones. And they're all different colors and they're all mixed up. It'll tell me black, black, white, pink, purple, and I match them up that way. So it's good for basic colors. It's not good for if you have different colored stripes and you want to match it with something else. The light identifier, it does start low like this. Boop, 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 boop. Then you know you're right by the light. And it could be a window. Oh, I'm by the window. My curtain is up. I better close it. I was changing. I love the Seeing AI app, and it's also free, and download it immediately.
This is Michael Wolf. I just wanted to share something I just found. So I'm not an expert on it yet. It's for getting books, and it is called ScribeD, but there's no E, so it's S-C-R-I-B-D. This is a way to get books that aren't going to become available in Bard. So it does have a monthly fee, but first you get 30 days free to play with it. And it's different from, and we didn't talk about a service like Audible, where you pay maybe $12 a month and you get one book. But this one is kind of an all-you-can-eat. It's like the music services, so you pay $11.99 a month, but you can listen to any of the books they have available. And there's, you know, popular authors on there. Now, it may not be every book they have. I gave the example of, like, Stephen King, who had four different publishers, so maybe they only have the rights to two or three of his publishers, so not every book would be there. It has a wide variety of content. The iPhone app is totally accessible. You can listen to them on your computer, but you're doing it in what's called the cloud, meaning you're playing it and it's in your web browser. You can't actually download it. But I wanted to share that for avid readers, because that could be a lot of books to listen to. And you get 30 days free to play with it and see what it's made of.
Thank you very much, Michael. And, you know, Bard has wonderful books for us, but it doesn't have all the books for us. And so we have to wait a little bit, or you download Audible and pay your monthly fee. So S-C-R-I-B-D, according to Michael, and you have 30 days free trial, download it and give it a try. If you don't like it, delete it before 30 days and you're good.
And I see Gloria Conway and then Ada Wilson.
Gloria, you're next.
The Seeing AI app is amazing. I highly recommend that to everyone. One little extra detail on that barcode reader. On many of the products, it will give you the cooking directions, the ingredients, and the nutrition. Awesome, especially those of us who forget how to cook something in a particular package. I also wanted to mention that Amazon has an Echo device called the Amazon Show. This has a program built into it called Show and Tell. The device has a screen and a camera. It will identify products. It will identify, it's great for putting, you know, a piece of mail in front of it. The can of beans is just the can of peas.
Thank you for adding that. I think you can even watch YouTube videos on there.
You can do so many things with the Show and Tell.
There's also a button on there that can describe your surroundings.
Yep.
Describes the rooms. So I love seeing AI.
Another app that I periodically use is called Be My Eyes. It's where you actually connect to a volunteer. And if you're having trouble, like, for example, I was working in the yard and I was trying to determine, I had two tubes of caulk and one was liquid nail and the other was just regular caulk like you're sealing around a window. And I couldn't tell which was which. And so I used Be My Eyes, and the individual that answered the phone, I told them what I was looking for, held up the tubes, and they told me to slowly move it around, and I did, and they said, okay, that one is liquid nail. I said, okay, that's the one I was looking for. So they helped me with that way, and like our refrigerator, it has a filter on the ice maker and the water in the door that you can get out, and neither my wife or I could tell if the light was red or not. And so I used that, and they were able to tell me the light was red, so it was time to change the water filter in the refrigerator. I like to stress when I tell people about this app, do not use it with your debit card, any financial or personal information like that, because these are just volunteers, but they will help you. You know, if you use the Seeing AI or other apps to get cooking directions, because I've used it before as well, mm-hmm. when it wasn't in the database, I used Be My Eyes and connected with someone and said, can you give me the directions for this Stouffer's lasagna to cook in the oven? And they read it out to me. I said, you know, thank you. I always thank them for volunteering for that service because they don't have to do it. Even used it one time for setting up our smart TV until I got the voiceover turned on it. There's different things you can use it for. Like I was talking a while ago about your clothes. If you have a pattern on your clothes that a color identifier doesn't give you good accuracy, you can use that and say, hey, tell me what's on this shirt. Is it striped, plaid, Hawaiian, et cetera? That's a free app.
In addition to that, if you know, like a family member that's home, you know, this mm-hmm. is a wonderful thing for an older senior that feels like she has no worth. I've had a couple people in my life that have said to me, there's nothing left for me. I have nothing. I said, are you kidding me? I'm going to call you. You have your iPhone there? Yes. I'm going to call you on FaceTime and I need your help. And so I called mm-hmm. them on FaceTime and I purposefully dropped a coin on the floor. And I said, I'm in my kitchen and I have no idea where this quarter is. So I'm going to walk around. Oh, Jane, it's under the chair right by the table. Keep going. Keep going. You got it. And after being like miserable for a month, she was excited. I said, you know what? Can I call you again tomorrow just in case I need your help? Yes. So for the first week, I called her every day. I didn't even need it. And then by the end of the week, she was all psyched up. Jane, you're not calling me anymore. I said, well, I'll call you once a week. I don't need your help as much. You help me so much. Now I know where things are. You know, you can get somebody excited about it. You can use Be My Eyes. It's awesome. But if you have somebody that you know is shut in and is just like hanging out and listening to her book and saying it on a lazy chair or whatever, and they really want to feel like there's a purpose, that's a purpose that they can handle. And that's a purpose exactly. You can give them without having them even know that you did it. It's great. I'd like to thank everybody for being in this first session of technology. Thank everybody for joining us and stay tuned for the next session.